彭弟兄，我们谢大家请坐。现在下面就是，我们请彭弟兄。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
From this month, July on, we will change our format a little bit different from previous years.
So, 所以从现在这个月开始，从这个七月开始，我们的形式和以前的是不太一样，就是。
We used to be divided the breaking of bread and the worship time into two parts.
我们以前都是把这个擘饼和敬拜分成两段时间。
For many, many years.
差不多有很久，很多年了。
Somehow, brothers and sisters felt that maybe we can make it more efficient.
弟兄姐妹，有一些弟兄姐妹就建议我们能够让它更有效的来。
Merge the two meetings into one.
把两段这个敬拜变成一段。
Yeah, since breaking the bread is the best worship to remember our Lord.
因为纪念主最好的方法就是来擘饼纪念。
We encourage everyone to participate.
我们在这里鼓励每一位弟兄姐妹都来参加。
So we thank the Lord. We have so many brothers and sisters can participate breaking the bread together.
所以感谢主，我们有弟兄姐妹们在这么多弟兄姐妹在这里一起来擘饼来纪念主。
Yeah, and after the worship breaking the bread, we enter into the ministry of the word, sort of very smoothly.
然后这个擘饼敬拜以后，我们很快就马上进入这个话语的侍奉，这样的话就很顺滑。
Yeah, hopefully after we practice a few times, we will get used to it.
希望我们这样子操练几次以后，我们就能够习惯于这种方式。
So I do this little explanation.
我在这里解释一下这个是怎么样一个过程。
And do you know, yesterday. The history of U.S. almost changed.
大家知道吗？昨天的出了这个事情，就是美国的历史差不多就有可能就会改变了。
The only difference is one neck turned 90 degrees.
这个不同点就是他的头呢就转了九十度。
Yeah.
脖子 ，sorry.
Should President Trump didn't turn his head this way 90 degrees, he would die. Already.
Yeah, 如果这个这个 Trump 他没有这个转头的话，他就已经死了。
Because he turned the head, the bullet hit his ear instead of his brain.
Yeah, 所以这个他转了一下头，他的子弹就只是打中了耳朵，没有打中头。
Only 0.1 second difference.
只是0.1秒的区别。
Only turn 90 degree difference.
只是转了九十度。
The history rewrite.
这个历史是有可能重写的。
Thank God for the mercy of Him to protect His chosen vessel.
真是感谢主，他的怜悯是他选择的那个器皿。
You know, in the year of 2017,
在2017年
，He did something very significant spiritually speaking.
他做了属灵方面一个很重要的一个事情。
What was it? Remember?
就是大家记得很什么事情。
2017.
2017年。
Huh? That was the year of the Jubilee in the Bible.
这个是那一年是圣经里面的喜年，就是五十年五十年。
喜年。
喜年。
And that year he made.A very important declaration.
那一年他做了一个很重要的宣告。
What was the declaration?
那个宣告是什么呢？
He acknowledged Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
他在那里宣告这个，他承认美国承认耶路撒冷是以色列的首都。
And then he moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
然后呢，他把这个美国驻以色列的大使馆从特拉维夫迁到了耶路撒冷。
For the world, people will think, well, this is a crazy thing. You probably upset all the Arabs. You will get into World War III.
啊，对这个世界来说，很多人是非常失望啊，这个是非常混乱。然后对阿拉伯世界来说，你们做这样的事情，有可能会导致第三次世界大战。
You will come to another energy crisis. Arab country will not sell the oil to.
然后呢
？The world anymore.
这个阿拉伯世界呢，就会造成下一次的第三次的啊这个能源危机。那些阿拉伯世界就不再把他们的能源卖给其他的世界上。
Yes, that's the worldly point of view.
这个是世界上的人的观点。
However, spiritually speaking, when he did that.That was according to what? The will of our God.
是，但是从属灵的观点来看，他做了这样个事情之后，这是符合了圣经的神的心意。
What is the will of the Father?
圣经里面神的心意是什么
？He said, "I will pick Jerusalem, Zion, as my eternal dwelling place."
因为神说他要选择锡安。作为他永久的居所。
This is my desire. I'm willing to dwell there forever.
这是我的心意，我愿意住在那里，永远住在那里。
So I have shared this message many, many times among us.
我在我们中间分享了这个信息很多很多次了。
I don't care whether you like this Mr. President or Trump or not. It doesn't matter. It's not related to you.
不管你是个人是喜不喜欢这个 Trump 总统，这个事情和你是没有关系啊。
No direct relationship.
没有和你有直接的关系。
But President Trump was the vessel chosen by God to make this happen.
但是这个 Trump 总统是神选的器皿来使这件事情成就。
Right. So he suffered a lot because of all these things. He tried to stand with.God's will.
但是他因为这个愿意接受神的旨意，所以他也有了很多的有很多的磨难。
So yesterday, God spared his life, protect him. It was the mercies of God.
昨天神以怜悯来救了他的生命。
Church should stand with God and give thanks to God and pray for this president.
真的是。教会应该是接受神的旨意，然后为这个总统祷告。
Strictly spiritual point of view, not politics is spiritual value, eternal value of God.
这个是属灵的意义啊，这个是神属灵的意义，不是世界上政治上的意义。
Right before my message, I have to point this out. This is very, very significant.Very, very important. This is a spiritual battle.
这个是在我们信息之前，我要先讲，这里是很重要的一个事情，这个是属灵的斗争。
征战。
征战，
Yes. Last Sunday was our summer conference.
上个礼拜天，我们是在我们的教会有一个这个夏令会夏令退休会。
Our church, over the past 40 years, all the summer time, we will have our own summer conference.
过去40年，我们的教会夏天的话都会有这个夏令会。
But due to the pandemic, we have stopped that for about 2 years.
因为这个是这个新冠流行病的缘故，我们有两年停了这个夏令会。
So this year we try to start again.For the first time.
这次的话，我们再重新又开始这个下面几年又停了，然后这第一次开始。
And I really thank Lord prepare this summer conference for all of us to build or recover our corporate relationship with God.
真是感谢主，让神预备了这个夏令会，让我们在这里能够弟兄姐妹一起来建造这个属灵身体。
Summer conference has a very unique part. That's all the brothers and sisters leave everything behind. We come together as one body and we meet in front of the Lord and he will be with us and speak to us directly.
夏令会有一个特别重要的意义，就是我们弟兄姐妹们把所有身上的一切全部放，把周围的一切全部放下，然后集中在一起来，一起来和神亲近，然后神能够对我们每一个弟兄姐妹说话。
Right. So this conference is very very important for every members of this church.
这个夏令会对我们这里的每一个教会的成员都是非常要紧的。
I remember Jesus.Gave a parable in Gospel Luke chapter 12, I think.
我记得耶稣在路加福音十二章里面给了大家这么一个比喻。
He gave is a king gave a feast.
王然后有一个给了一个宴会，正确。
And everything was ready.
每样事情都已经聚集，都已经好了。
And then guests come with all different excuses.
但是很多人就有举了找了很多的借口不来。
Some said, I just bought the land. I have to go and see the land.
有人说我刚买了一块地，我要去看我的那块地。
Some said, I have bought 5 cattles. I have to test the cattle.
有人说我买了五头牛，我要去喂那五头牛。
And some said, I just get married. I have to be with my wife.
有人说我刚刚成婚，我要和我的妻在一起。
So they all say thanks, but no thanks. We cannot come.
不论怎样，这些人都说哦，可以啊，对不起啊， so, 我们不能来。
So the king was so mad. So he said, "You go to the street, get everybody. Whoever is willing to come, let them come to enjoy the feast."
好，这找到了，这是四章啊。家主就动怒，对仆人说：“快出去到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的、残疾的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。”
So they all came.
所以那些人就来了。
And they enjoyed the big feast by the king.
然后他们就享用了这个家主的这个王的这个宴席。
I think all of us have read or heard that.Parable by Jesus.
我想很多我们这里的大部分都听过这个比喻。
After that parable, Jesus made a very important teaching.
这过了这个比喻之后，耶稣做了一个很重要的教导。
Concerning cross.
就是有关十字架。
对。And Lord Jesus taught his disciples. He said, "Anyone cannot love me more than you love your husband or children or."Anything, you are not, you cannot be my disciple.
好，是26节。人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
So pay attention. If you love Jesus compared to your love to your parents, your kids, all theimportant relationship within the humankind and above all your own life if you cannot overcome that you cannot be my disciples
耶稣说你不能爱你的弟兄姐妹或者是你自己的生命超过爱我如果你不能做那点的话你就不能做我的门徒
so you put all these together all in the same chapter
你把这些所有的一切放在一起，都在同一节章节里面。
Yeah. Talk about King provide the feast for everybody.
大家看见这里这个王开了一个宴席，是让所有人都进来。
And the challenge is you favor your priority. Which one has higher priority?
这个区别就是你是不是看重你看为眼中看为重要的哪一个是更重要
？King's feast.Is the invitation open to everybody?
王的宴席就是王对每一个人都有这样邀请。
But some compare this, I bought the land. The land is more important than your feast.
有人说我的这个我买了这个地，我这个地比你这个给我这个宴席。
Others say I bought 5 cattle. I have to test it. That's more important than your feast.
我买了五对牛，我要去试一下。这个比你的宴席更要紧。
No, some say I just get married. My wife is brand new. I have to be with her.
有人说我才娶了妻，所以就不能去。
So you will see everyone has their own priority.
你看，每一个人在他的眼中都有他自己的优先的。
All legitimate.
都有理的。
Right? But the king looked at everyone. He said, if you don't appreciate what I want to give to you, I will invite others who can appreciate.
所以这个王对他们说，如果你们不能来这里我的宴席，能够愿意来我的宴席比你愿意去照顾你自己更多的话，我就邀请别人来。
So the teaching of Jesus is, when I give you something, you better be careful your choice.
所以耶稣这里的教训就是，我给你什么我给你的东西，你要在这里要做仔细的选择。
If you think you have higher priority anything in this worldMore than important than what I want to give it to you, you cannot be my disciple.
所以耶稣在这里说，如果你看这世界上其他的事情比我更重要的话，你就不能成我的门徒。
There is no sin involved in this case.
在这个里面没有罪在里
面。It's only how you judge which has higher priority.
这个里面就是你要选择哪一件事情有更重要的。重点。
So be careful how you choose every day.
每天你要自己选择，做选择的时候你要仔细的小心。
Always choose Jesus has higher priority than anything you own, anything you want. You have to pay special attention.
所以你要特别注意，在你每天做选择的时候耶稣是有更高的优先的，
好，
所以你做其他的事情不能超过耶稣。
This year our theme is the vision and the mission.
这今年我们的主题是我们的意向和我们是我们的使命和意向。
Yeah. And in the conference we had two speakers.
在这个夏令会我们有两个讲员。
Brother 李和 share.The story of Simon Peter as example.
这个李和弟兄他是分享了西门彼得作为一个例子。
And I share on who?
我分享了哪个位呢？
David.
大卫。
Okay. So all these are very, very good example in the Bible.
在这圣经里，这些例子都是非常好的例子。
And try to use their life story.To show to us how these people, either Peter or David, be used by God in their lifetime.
我那时候我们两位用那时候用这两个人的生命中的故事来显给大家看，这个神怎样用他们两位在他们生命中彰显神的。
If you somehow you missed the conference,
或者你有没有机会去参加那个夏令会的话
，I want you.To go on the web to find out our record or our video.
在我们的网页上或者 YouTube 上，我们这个夏令会的录像都在上面，大家去看一下。
Any of you have already seen it on internet?
你们有在网上看过的吗
？3, 4, 5. Okay, that's very little. I want everyone to see it.
这是还比较少，但我希望每个人都上如果没有去的话都上网
看。If you had heard it on the site, I want you to review it because these two people are so important. We have to go back sort of regurgitate.
因为我即使你没有已经去在现场的话，我也希望你们在网上重新来回复一下，重新来看一下，因为这两位，这个大卫和彼得是非常重要的人物。
Right, this message deserve regurgitate 反刍。
这个信息是反刍的话，也是非常
yeah,
有帮助的。
I guarantee you will receive something very very refresh in your spirit.
在你的灵里，你会得到一些。我保证你能得到一些新鲜的这个新的。
All right, today I'm going to move on.
今天我要接着要讲。
My subject for today is the life of Moses. From him, how God gave him vision and mission.
今天我要在这里讲的主题是从摩西的生命，我们来看神怎样给他意象和给他使命。
Let's turn our Bible.
好，我们来看一下圣经。
Exodus
出埃及记。
Yep, chapter 2.
第二章。
Any of you never heard Moses?
有人没听过摩西的故事吗？
You never heard Moses? 摩西？没有听过？哦，那还得了？还有没有？
还没听过。
Any people never heard Moses?
没听过摩西的。
So I think all you are familiar with Moses.
我想大家有可能很熟悉摩西。
But I want you to pay attention what I will share. Why God trained Moses in his time to lead the Israelites out of Egypt and go to the promised land.
我在这里想要分享的是让大家知道为什么神拣选了摩西在他那个时代带领以色列人离开了这个埃及然后
Can he choose any other people?
为什么神没有选别的人神选了别人怎么样、
Have you ever think about Moses' life? Can God use any other people instead of Moses?
神能不能用其他的人来代替这个摩西呢
How long the Jewish people were enslaved under Pharaoh?
以色列人在这个在这个埃及地做奴隶做了多少年
430 years
430年
And the first 30 years under Joseph they had a pretty good time
在430年前30年的话因为那个时候约瑟做首相他们他们日子很好过
After Joseph died then their fate changed
但约瑟死了以后他们的命运就变了
Right They become slave of the
Pharaoh.
So they were enslaved by Pharaoh for 400 years.
他们在法老底下做奴隶有400年之久。
They prayed to the Lord, Please, God, deliver us from this tyrant, Pharaoh.
他们在那里日日祷告说主啊让我们脱离这个这个法老的手啊这个。
How long they pray?
凶残的法老的手。
400 years. 400
年他们在那里祷告。
Why God tarry so long?
为什么神等了那么久
Why?
为什么
Huh? Because he has to find a right person.
因为神要在那里找到一个合适的人来。
Yes. In order for this mission to be accomplished, God has to wait until one day, finally, he found a right person.
因为为了这个使命能够实现神在那里就要等待最后一天找到了这位
Alright, let's read the story
我们一起来读一
下 Very briefly Let's see chapter 1 verse 1
一章一节
Yeah, verse 1 Now a man of the house of Levi
二章一节
Yeah, married a Levi womanAnd she became pregnant and gave birth to a son, whom she saw that he was a fine child. She did him, she hid him for 3 months.
有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻，那女子怀孕生一个儿子，见他俊美，就藏了他3个月。
But when she couldn't hide him no longer,She got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reed along the bank of Nile.
后来不能再藏，就取了一个蒲草箱，抹上石漆和石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子。搁在河边的芦丘中，芦什么？
芦，
它是这个字，大家读一下，这个不是尾巴，荻，芦荻中。
Yes. All right. For the time's sake, I will jump a few verses.
然后我们跳几节。
Let's go to verse 9.
第九节。
Pharaoh's daughter said to her.Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water.
好，法老的女儿，对这个，对他说，你把这孩子抱去，为我奶他，我必给你工价。妇人就抱了孩子去奶他，孩子渐长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思是说，因我把他从水里拉出来。
So you know the name Moses has a very important meaning. I draw you out of the water.
所以大家知道这个摩西有个很重要的意义，就是我把你从水里拉出来。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people.
好，后来十一节，后来摩西长大，就出去，他出去到他弟兄那里，看他们的重担，见一个埃及人打希伯来人的一个弟兄。
Glancing this way that he see no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand.
好，他左右观看，见没有人，就把埃及人打死了，藏在沙土里。
The next day he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. He asked the one in the wrong, Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrews?
第二天，他出去，见有两个希伯来人争斗，就对那欺负人的说，你为什么打你同族的人呢？
The man said, Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptians?
那人说，谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，就像杀那埃及人吗？
So Moses fled.
摩西便惧怕，然后摩西逃跑了。
Mm-hmm. Let's go to chapter 3.
第三章。
Let's go chapter 3, verse 2.
第二节。
There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flame of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that thought. Though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up?
好，我们看啊，第二节。等一下啊，
第二节，
那是第二节是啊，耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁，摩西说：“我要进去过去看这异象，这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？”
Verse 4. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him.From within the bush, Moses, Moses, and Moses said, Here I am.
第四节，耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。
Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.
神说，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来。因为你所站之地是圣地。
Then he said, I am God of your father, the God of all Abraham, the God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. And this Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
又说， 我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
Verse 10,
第十节。
So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?
第十节，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
Verse 12, And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain.
好，神说，我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。
Verse 13, Moses said to God, Suppose I go to Israelites and say to them, The God of your father has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? Then, what shall I tell him? Tell them. God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you.
好，十三节，摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说，他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？十四节，神对摩西说，我是自有永有的，又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。好，
Okay, let's stop here.
那让我们停在这里。
From chapter 2 all the way now to chapter 3.
好，我们从第二章一直读到第三章。
How many years pass?
这过了多少年呢？多少年在这段里面有多少年？
From his birth,
从他的出生开始。
Until he left the palace of Egypt.
然后他离开，直到他这个离开埃及的王宫。
And he tried to help his kinsmen.
然后他就去想办法去帮助他的那个他的以色列人犹太人。
And his kinsmen said, "Who are you? Who sent you to judge us?"
那同族的人说，谁做你？谁立我做我们的审判官呢？
Aren't you going to kill me like yesterday you killed that Egyptians?
你要像昨天你杀那个埃及人一样，也把我杀了吗？
So Moses know that if this news passed to the king, he will be dead.
摩西知道，如果这个消息传到这个埃及王那里的话，他就死定了。
So he ran away.
然后他就跑了。
Then he stayed in the desert.
然后他在这个旷野里面，在沙漠里面待了一。
For how many years?
待了多久呢？
40 years.
四十年。
What was his vocation?
他是什么职业呢？
Shepherd.
牧羊人，他是在四十年在旷野里面牧羊。
Yeah. What was previous job?
他以前是什么是做什么的呢？
Huh? He was prince. In the palace,
他是在王宫里做王子的。
Right, he learned a lot of things in the palace.
他在王宫里做王子的时候学了很多的事情。
Let's turn to New Testament, Acts chapter 7.
我们使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7. We will read verse through 25.
二十节到二十五节。
Yes.
使徒行传七章二十节到二十五节。
At that time, Moses was born, and he was no ordinary child. For 3 months, he was cared for in his father's house. When he was placed outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him and brought him up as her own son. Moses was educated in all the wisdom of Egyptians and was powerful in speech and action.
好，二十节，那时摩西生下来，俊美非凡，在他父亲的家里抚养了三个月。他被丢弃的时候，法老的女儿辞了去，养为自己的儿子。摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
23. When Moses was 40 years old, he decided to visit his fellow Israelites. He saw one of them being mistreated by an Egyptian, so he went to his defense and avenged him by killing the Egyptian. Moses thought that his own people would realize that God has using him to rescue them, but they did not.
好，二三节，他将近四十岁，心里起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。到了那里，见他们一个人受冤屈，就护庇他，为那受欺压的人报仇，打死了那埃及人。他以为弟兄必明白，神是借他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。
So from this paragraph, you will see in the first 40 years when he was in palace,
大家从这两节看见，在摩西的前40年，他住在宫殿里。
He was a prince.
他是个王子。
He learned everything in the Egypt.
他学了埃及一切的学问。
He became very, very learned. PhD.
他学得很好，他得的这个博士。
And he was very eloquent.
他也很有能力。
According to the tradition, he was a favorite son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
这传统来说，他是那公主的儿子。
法老女儿的儿子。He earned the favor of Pharaoh too.
他也得了这个法老的赏识。
If he didn't left the palace, he might be the future pharaoh candidate. Yeah,
他如果不离开这个皇宫的话，他有可能将来也成为这个法老的继承者。
But somehow he felt his mother told him, "You are not Egyptians, you are Jews." So he tried to stand with his fellow people.
所以他在他母亲有他知道告诉他他不是埃及人，他是以色列人，所以他就到了他以色列人那里和以色列人在一起。
He tried to help his kinsmen.
然后他在那里帮助他的同伴同族的人。
Whether he has some 功夫。
他有可能有些功夫吧。
When he saw the Egyptian take advantage of his fellow Israelites.He just hit him one shot. He was dead.
那因为他看见那个，这个埃及人欺负这个以色列人的时候，他就一拳打过去，就一下子就把那个埃及人打死了。
He has some 功夫。
他有些功夫。
Pretty strong man.
有可能他很厉害的一个。
He thought he can help his fellow citizens, but the next day, people accuse him. Do you try to kill me just like yesterday you killed that Egyptian?So this learned PhD, he said, I'm in big trouble.
所以他第一天他帮了这个埃及人打死帮以色列人打死了这个埃及人。第二天他再看见以色列人的时候，那以色列人就发现就跟他说，你是不是也像昨天一样打死埃及人一样来打死我呢？他这个 PhD 一下子就慌了，然后就逃了。
Yeah, he escaped to the wilderness.For 40 years.
然后他逃到旷野里面啊，有四十年之久。
So he has spent two different 40 years.
所以他花了两个不同的四十年。
The first 40 years was his glorious, beautiful life.
他前四十年的话，他是又荣耀又光又美又光彩的四十年。
He thought he can be used by God to deliver to help his kinsmen.
他那个时候他自己想他的神会帮助他来拯救他的他的同族的人。
But instead of help them, they accuse him, they reject him. He was totally lost.
所以那些同族的人并不在那里欣赏他，他们不但拒绝了他，而且还那里控告了他，他就是完全就失望了。
So he was a refugee. He escaped to nowhere.To you know, become nobody. He was only a shepherd.
所以他在那个时候他是那逃犯，他就逃到这个旷野里，他变成无名的小卒。
So he spent his second 40 years in the wilderness.
所以他就变成牧羊人，他花了第二个四十年，他人生中的四十年，在这个旷野中牧
羊。What was his conclusion?
他得的结论是什么
？Of his 80 years life.
他对他这八十年做的结论，在生命做了什么结论呢？
You read his song.
你看一下他写的这个诗篇。
90.
诗篇九十篇是他写的。
A man's life is 70 years.
这人的性命只不过八十年。
No, 70 years.
Sorry. 等一下子，我等读。
If you are strong, you can live till 80.
如果好
强壮，
那我这里有了，读到了。好，九十篇十节，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可以活到八十岁。
So that's his conclusion.
那个就是他的结论。
A man, if you are lucky, you are strong, you can live till 80.
如果你是强壮的话，你是可以活到八十岁。
And for 80 years, I look back my life, it's only a sigh.
所以他这里就上面写到我八十年以后我看我的一生，但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，
转眼
是转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Yes, that's his conclusion.
这个就是他结论。
轰轰烈烈一生，通通如过眼烟云。
OK, 他已经讲了。
Right?
Yes, just like
that's his conclusion of his life for 80 years. He tried to serve GodBut he cannot.
他对自己八十年的一生就是做了这样一结论，他想要侍奉神，但是他没有办法，没有机会侍奉。
So by that time, he said, "I'm done. This is my life."
他在那个时候他说，我的生命就这样结果了。
And then one day, he was shepherding his sheep like every day what he does.
有一天他在那里牧他的羊，就像每天做的事情一样。
He saw something different.
他看见一些很奇怪的事情。
What was the unusual things?
什么是这很奇怪的是什么呢？
Burning bush.
有一个烧着的荆棘。
Burning bush in the wilderness is nothing new.
知道在这个旷野里
But that day, something different for this burning bush.
在旷野里面这个很干嘛，这个荆棘着火是很常见的事情，但是有一天这个荆棘着火很不一样，特别。
What's the difference?
什么不一样呢？
The fire is keep on burning.
这个火在一直在那烧。
But the bush never perish.
但是那个荆棘呢没有被烧掉。
He never saw that.
他没有看见过这样的事情。
If fire burning on the bush will be consumed, become ash. That's normal.
那个荆棘着了火的话，它很快就变成了灰，所以那个是很常见。
But that day he saw this unique vision. I never seen that.
那天他看见了这个异象，他从来没有见过，就是。
He tried to walk closer.See what's going on.
他在那里走过去更近一点，他要看怎么回事。
So as soon as he approached that burning bush, he suddenly heard a voice.
他在靠近那个着了火的荆棘的时候，他听到一个声音。
Moses, Moses.
他说摩西，摩西。
He said, "Here am I."
摩西说，我在这里。
What's the first next dialogue?
下面是什么样的对话呢？
Take off your shoes.
下一个对话就是把你的鞋脱下来。
Because this is a holy ground.
因为这是圣地。
So Moses wear shoes all his life.
摩西一辈子是穿鞋的。
He took off his shoes.
他把他鞋脱下来。
What does it mean?
它什么意义呢？
In the good old days, who wear shoes? Who wear no shoes?
啊，那个时候是谁是穿鞋的，谁是不穿鞋的？
啊 ，it indicate your social status.
啊，这个那个时候的鞋是代表了你社会地位的。
Who can wear shoes?
谁能穿鞋呢？
You are boss class.
啊，你是那上一等的人。
Who wear nothing? No shoes.
谁是不穿鞋的呢？
Slaves.
啊，那个奴隶是不穿鞋的。
Okay. So God talked to him, said, "Take off your shoes."
神对他说，啊，把你的鞋脱下来。
Means give up your status.
啊。意义就是说你要把你的地位放下来。
You think you are somebody.
啊，你觉得你是某个人。
But when you come to my place,
当你到我这里来，
take off your shoes.
当你到我这里来，你就把鞋脱下来。
You change your status from boss into what? Slaves.
啊，你的地位就从你的主人变成了奴隶。
So he submit.
所以，那个时候摩西降服了。
And then after he saw that glorious fire burned the bush, the bush was not perished, he suddenly realized, this vision has a spiritual significance.
他看见那个啊着了火的荆棘不停的在那里烧，那个荆棘还在那里，一点都没有变成灰。他就是意识到他看见了一个特殊的意象。
What does this vision mean to him？
这个意象是什么呢？
He saw the glorious God. Right？
他看见那荣耀的神了。
God introduced him to Moses. I am the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob.
所以神向他介绍自己，我是那亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
In other words, I am your God.
啊，这另一句话就是说，我就是你的神。
And then I want to give you a mission.
好，我要把一个这个使命交给你。
Yeah, what is the mission?
这使命是什么呢？
I want you to go to Pharaoh.
我要你到法老那里去。
To tell him, let my people go.
去告诉那法老，让我的子民离开。
So that they can come to here to serve me.
然后那些神的子民能够到我这里来侍奉我。
So brothers and sisters, vision and mission.
所以大家看见这个意象和使命。
What is Moses' vision?
摩西看见什么意象啊？
What was Moses' vision?
摩西的意象是什么呢？
The glory of God appeared to him, right?
他看见了神的荣耀。
This God, how this God appeared to him in such a magnificent way?
大家看见这个神是用怎样一个这样伟大的一个方式来向他显示的？
A burning bush.
这个一个烧着火的这个荆棘。
Why burning bush?
为什么是烧着火的荆棘呢？
Have you ever thought of that?
你没想过这个事情？为什么是一个烧着火的荆棘呢？
In this vision, the fire represents God's glory, right?
大家看见这个火代表神的荣耀。
How about the bush?
那个荆棘代表是什么呢？
Bush represent whom?
荆棘是什么？
Who this burning bush represent? This bush.
这个荆棘代表是什么呢？
That's him.
就他。
Because I'm nobody.
因为那个摩西是
I used to be somebody.
摩西以前是个人物，现在那个时候是什么人物？
Now after 40 years, I'm nobody.
四十年前他是一个人物，但四十年以后他什么都不是。
But God said, "Yeah, that's what I want."
神说，那就是我要的。
40 years ago, I cannot use you because you think you are somebody.
四十年前我不能神不能用摩西，因为 你认为你是某个人物。
Right? 40 years ago, he was young, he was strong, he can do something for God. No problem.
40年前,
you just tell me, I will do.
40年前他是又年轻又有力量，他可以做为神做一些事情。那个时候他就说，神啊，你可以用我。
40 years ago, if he led the Israelite people out of Egypt, who gets the credit?
40年前如果那个时候强壮的摩西带以色列人离开埃及，他谁得了奖赏？谁是被这 称赞的？
Moses.
摩西是 被那称赞的。
Because I can do it.
摩西那个时候是有能力可
以做。But God showed him, no, you cannot do it. Even your own people will not receive you.
但是神向他告诉他，你什么都不能做，即使你自己的人也会拒绝你。
How to learn that lesson from I can to I cannot?
怎样从那里学功课，从我能到我不能呢？
啊 ，40 years，
四十年，要花四十年。
Why it takes 40 years for Moses to learn this very simple lesson from I can to I cannot？
为什么花了摩西四十年就学了这么一个简单的功课，从我能变成我不能
？Have you ever think about that？
你有没有想过这个事情？
If you are capable,
如果你有能力
，someone tell you you cannot, will you take it?
有人说，哎，你这个不行，你能接受吗
？You will never 认输。
Yeah, you,
right? You have to fight.
你说你不会认输，
you have to struggle to prove I can.
然后你在那里斗争，你就说，哎，我能。
So that's our life.
这个是我们生活生命中就是这样的。
Who will be defeated faster?
谁会很快的就失败呢？
Those who has less capacity.
这些能力小的就输得快。
Yeah. If you have great power,
如果你有能力，有大能力，
then you will take longer to be defeated.
然后你就承担的时间就久一点，就花的就不容易被打败。
So for Moses, such a capable person, to acknowledge I'm nobody, I cannot do it, it took him 40 years.
所以像摩西这样子很有强壮、有能力的人，花了多久呢？才能变成一个承认他没能力的人呢？花了四十年。
Yeah, that's how long it takes for Moses to be humble, to become nobody.
所以这个是花了多久时间才能让摩西从一个有能力的能够承认他没能力。
In this vision, as soon as he saw God's glory in this burning bush, he suddenly not only see God's glory, also see himself as nobody.
所以当摩西在这个荆棘的火焰中看见的不单单是神的荣耀，也看见他自己是什么都不是的人。
Okay, how do you prove?
没用，什么都没用。
How do you prove the point?
你怎样来证明这一点呢
？God said, I will send you to Pharaoh.
神说我要派你到法老那里去。
I want you to tell Pharaoh, let my people go, so they can serve me.
我要你对法老说，让我的人离开，然后他们可以侍奉我。
If you read the dialogue between God and Moses, Did Moses say, "Okay, I will go"? Did Moses say that?
你们大家读一下这个摩西和法老的摩西和神的对话，你们有没有看见摩西说我可以做吗？没有。
Moses keep on saying, "I cannot, I cannot."
摩西不停的说我不能做，不能做。
Was he really humble?
他是很谦卑吗？
Was he really humble?
是因为谦卑的缘故吗
？No. He is telling the truth. I really cannot.
他不是谦卑，他是那里说了一个实话，就是我真的是不行了。
I cannot even speak.
我在那里说话都不行了。
Was he lying?
他有没有说谎啊
？How do you know?
你怎么知道他说谎
？He spent 40 years every day talk to whom?
他四十年最后每天和谁说话呀
？Dumb sheep.
他和那个羊。
How eloquent you can be when you talk to a sheep.
你和羊说话能说几句话呢
？Right. So originally he was an eloquent, very strong, talented young man. After 40 years later, he can only talk to a dumb sheep. Nobody else.
Yeah, 所以四十年前他是那个啊、很有能力、很能说话的一个强壮的人。但四十年他一直和每天和这个羊在一起，他已经不能说话。
So God finally want to use him. He said, "Okay, okay. If you don't want to talk, I will give you a spokesman."
Yeah, 所以最后神说啊、哦，我要用你，但是你说你不能说话，我就为你准备一个说话的。
结果 who was the spokesman?
谁是替他是摩西说话
？For Moses, his brother.
啊，是摩西的哥哥，这个亚伦替他说话，
right? So
摩西不能说话。
That's the compromise between he and God. So if you give me a mouthpiece, God said, "Okay, I will give you your brother. Let him speak for you."
啊，所以那个是神和啊啊摩西相互之间做的一个妥协。啊，神啊，神说，如果你不愿意说话的话，我给你一个代言人，
so、you will see,
就是他的哥哥摩西。
At this moment, Moses really know who he is. I have no capability. I have no eloquence. If this mission you give to me, I cannot do it.
所以那个时候，摩西说了实话，说他是到底是怎么样的一个人。
All right.
他不能再说话啊，他也没有能力。你如果给我这个使命，我不能做。
How can God use a useless person?
神怎样用一个没用的人？
What was the secret? So that Moses can be used by God the rest of his days.
Yeah, 是这里就是一个秘密。神怎样用这个没用的摩西来拯救他那些他的族人啊，他的以色列人。
啊、what's the secret?
是秘密是什么呢
？I will be with you.
所以这个秘密就是神说我与你同在。
Right, I am with you. Whatever you do.Do I will be with you?
神说，不论你做什么，我与你同在。
Okay, who is this God? He knows this is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那神是谁呢？神亚摩西知道，那是亚伯拉罕的神，雅各的神，以上神。
And then keep on going one more step.
再往下一步。
Moses said, "If Pharaoh asks me." Who is your God? What's his name?
如果法老问我你的神是谁，你的神叫什么？
What should I answer?
我能说什么呢？
This is the first time in the Bible. God introduced him to Moses. What is my name?
这个是在圣经中的第一次，神向摩西介绍我是谁。
This is the first time.
这是第一次。
What was the answer?
答案是什么呢？
Chinese Bible translate what?
我是自由拥有的。这中文圣经是这样，是解释这样说的。
Understand?
大家
是自由拥有，你真的懂啊？
你真的懂吗？这个自由拥有是什么意思呢？
The English Bible translate, I am.
就是英文的圣经呢，就是说我是。
If you met a friend first time, what's your name? He said, "I am."
如果你第一次见一个朋友，那个你说你叫什么名字啊？那时候我是。
Well, you're crazy.
你说你
What is your name?
疯了。
I am.
我是。
But that's the name of God.
但是那就是神的名字。
If you think about it.Is the best name in the whole universe.
那你就想一想，这是宇宙中最美的、最好的一个名字了。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because it's a blank check.
啊，这个就是一个空头支票啊，是吧？
空头支票。
啊，空白支票，sorry，空白支票，sorry，空白支票。啊，sorry。
In Gospel of John.
这个在约翰福音里面。
Jesus began to fill this check.
然后在约翰福音里面耶稣填了这张支票。
I am what?
我是什么呢
?I am the truth, the life, and the way.
我是呢道路真理生命。
Right? I am the resurrection.
我是呢拯救。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
All together, how many times Jesus introduced himself in I am so and so, so and so.
有多少次这个在约翰福音里面，耶稣介绍他自己，我是什么？我是，我是，他是什么？
Eight times.
八次。
Yes. So that's the unique point of the Gospel of John.
这是约翰福音很特殊的一点。
Finally, this Word of God, Jesus.Reveal himself, who is he?
在耶稣介绍他自己的这些我是我是里面，就是在那里向我们显示他是谁。
One time,
一次
Jesus tried to prove that there is a resurrection, life.
有一次耶稣在那里向众人证明那是有一个重生的生命。
Because among the Jewish religious leader, there are two different groups.
因为在犹太人里面有宗教团体里面有两个团体，两个不同的派别。
School of Sadducees.
有撒都该人。
And school of Pharisees.
有法利赛人两个团体。
They believe different things.
他们相信的是不一样的，完全不一样。
For Pharisees, they believe there men after men die, there will be resurrection.
法利赛人相信这个人死以后有复活。
But Sadducees says no. After men die, there is no resurrection.
撒都该人说人死以后没有复活。
But they both are the religious leaders among the Israelites.
他们是以色列人里面的领袖。
So how Jesus prove there is resurrection?
耶稣是怎样证明他是有这个复活呢？
Remember that dialogue?
大家记得这样的对话吗？
What was the dialogue?
这个对话是什么呢？
So, do you remember in the Bible, when God introduced himself?
所以他就耶稣说在圣经里神说他自己是谁的时候，
God said, I am God of Abraham, I am God of Jacob,I am God of Isaac. subtlety is in the verb.
这个里面是动词，细微区别是在动词上面。
Chinese, the verb, either past tense, present tense, or future tense, all in the same verb form.
所以在中文里面这个单词并不变形，因为它是过去时、现在时和将来时都是并不变形的。
But English is different.
但英文是变形的。
Past tense, present tense, future tense, all different.
Yeah, 所以过去时、现在时和将来时是这个字要变形的。
So, if according to the tense, when Jesus said, I am God of Abraham, I am God of so-and-so, what should be the correct tense?
所以如果是神说我是某某人的神，某某人的神，
亚伯拉罕的神，
亚伯拉罕的神，
以撒的神，
以撒的雅各的神的
话，应该是什么 tense？
应该用什么时态？时态，我是这个是应该用什么时态？
过去时。
应该用过去时 past tense。
So he should said, I was God of Abraham, I was God of Isaac, so on so forth.
所以那个时候神如果这样说的话，他应该说我是过去时，我是的是过去时的这个事，是
都是 was 才对的，
是这个 was。
However, in the Bible, God used I am instead of I was.
但是在圣经里，圣经说圣经神用的是现在是，我现在是亚伯拉罕的是亚瑟以。
What's the point?
是什么意思呢？
这些人都是活的，不是死人的。
是什么意思呢？就是这些亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各都是活的人，因为他才能用现在。
All these people are alive in him.
在神里面，这些人是活的。
So God used perfect present tense.
So 所以神用了现在时。
To prove there is a resurrection.
所以来证明这个是有复活这一个事。
Remember that?
大家记得这件事吗？
So when God introduced himself, he said, I am. That's the greatest name in the whole universe. So unique.
所以神在那里介绍他自己叫什么名字，他用了我是，这个是最伟大的名字。
So if you heard this name, God simply tried to tell you, whatever you need, I am.
啊，神告诉你这个他的名字是什么意思？你想要什么，我在这里。我是、啊、
Got it?
大家明白吗？
Whatever you need, I am.
啊，你要什么？我是。
I am everything to you.
啊，我对你来说，我是这一切。
Whatever you need, I am.
你要什么？我是。
That's how God revealed him to Moses in order for him to carry on the huge responsibility.
所以这个是神向摩西显现，这为的是让摩西明白他有这个无比巨大的责任。
What's the mission?
这个使命是什么？
Get my people out of Egypt.
就是带我的子民离开埃及。
And then come to this mountain to serve me.
然后到了这个山上来侍奉我。
So, is it easy?
是很容易的事吗？
How many people in this group? Huh? 2 million.
啊，那个以色列人有多少呢？是容易的事吗？
2 million.
200万人以色列人。
All right. After I get them out.
啊，然后我带他们出来。
First couple months, they still can eat their hamburgers.
啊，对啊，他就刚开始几个月，他们还能吃他们这个好的东西。
Huh? They have their 腊肉。
啊，腊肉 ，smoke.
两个月以后吃光了。
然后 after 2 months, this meat finished.
How can you feed them?
你怎么样来接着来喂他们呢？
How can I feed them? How can I give them drink?
我怎样来喂饱这些人，给这些人喝什么呢？
I can feed these dumb sheep, but I cannot feed these 2 million people. Their mouth, their capacity, much, much more complicated.
是啊，我能带这个羊，能够让他们吃饱，但是这些人，他们两百万人，他们的真是很难来喂他们。
So this task is mission impossible.
所以这个是啊，实际上是不能实现的一个使命。
Got it?
大家明白吗
？That's his mission.
这个就是神的，他的摩西的使命。
So when Moses said, no, I cannot do it. It's true, he cannot do it.
所以摩西那里说，不，我不能做的话，这个摩西说的话是对的。
Nobody can.
没有人能做这个事情。
But God said, I want you to do it.
但是神对摩西说，我要做。
What's the guarantee?
有什么保证呢？
I am.
我是，就是我。
I am the guarantee.
我就是那保证。
Got it?
神就是那保证。
This is how God used us. When you say you can, you cannot. When you say you cannot, you can.
当你说你能，你不能；当你说你不能，你就能。
This is the life story of all the Christians.
这个就是我们所有基督徒一个活生生的故事。
Now I look back my life.
我看看我的生命。
I was nobody.
我以前什么都不是。
Then I received good education, all these things. I thought I am somebody.
我那时候就接受很好的教育，然后我就认为我是某个又是什么人。
And I was saved.
然后我就得救了。
I thought I can serve God.
我就觉得我能服侍神。
But God knows you cannot. But I don't know.
神知道我不能，但是我不知道我不能。
So when you come to your life's end, then God said, "Now you can."
当你到了生命的结尾的时候，神说你能。
So all the past years, if I look back,
所以我看过去的年月，我过去的年月。
God started this church in 1982.
神在1982年开始了这个教会。
Mm-hmm. Until now, 40 some years.
到现在已经40多年了。
Right? We went through a lot of high mountains and low bottoms.
我们经过了很多的高山和低谷。
We had great, wonderful days, and we also had terrible time.
我们有很美好的日子，我们也很有很很惨的日子。
But what brought us through?
是什么带领我们走过的呢？
You will see, only God can.
你会看见，只有神能。
If you talk about person, I was disappointed many, many years ago.
如果你对人，你是只是你说人的话，我很多年前就对人失望了。
Yeah, I disappointed to the people, I disappointed to myself.
我对人失望，我对自己也失望。
But somehow, God sustained it. This is his church. He will take responsibility.
但是神在那里维持了这个教会，因为这是他的教会，他负责任。
Yes. And the ministry in China, same way.
或者是在中国的这些这个宣道也是一样的。
I remember when I shared this with an elderly brother at that time.
我那个时候和这个年长的弟兄分享这个事情的
时候。As the Lord asked me to go to China to preach.
神派让我去中国传福音。
And he told me, I am from China. You are crazy to go to China to preach. It's mission impossible.
他那个年长弟兄对我说，我是从中国来的，你要去中国传福音，这个事情这个是不可能实现的事情任务。
Do you know who is not communist?
你知道这个共产党是什么吗？
How can you preach in that kind of environment?
你怎么的在那个环境里面传福音
呢？ I said, I don't know. Lord said, you go.
他说我不知道，但是神说你去。
So I said, if you say you go, he is responsible for everything.
所以神说，如果神说可以去的话，那神负责任。
So I look back.
所以我往回看。
All these past 40 years.
在过去40年。
Humanly speaking, it's impossible.
这是从人来说是不可能的。
But God made it possible.
但神让它成了可能。
Not because I am a great preacher, no.
不是，我是很伟大的一个。
On the contrary, if I was a great preacher, I would be long time ago disappeared.
很久以前，如果我是一个大传道人的话，我就很久以前就会消失了。
Because you are nobody, that's the reason you can survive.
因为你是那无名小卒，所以你能够存活。
Got it?
大家明白吗？
So all these things you look back, you will see God, when God wants you to do something, make sure you are available.
所以大家看这些所有的事情，如果神让你做什么事，你要准备好自己。
And you have to obey to whatever he said. You said, yes, Lord, may your will be done.
你要在那里准备好，不论神说什么，你都是要做。神啊，我已经准备好了。
And then you will see,
愿你的旨意成就。
He will provide everything.
然后你会看见神会提供所有的一切。
Yes, everything, whatever you think of or you cannot think of, Lord will prepare for you.
不论你是能想到的或者没想到的，神都会在那里准备好。
Yes, until whatever He wants you to do, it will be do through Him.
不论神让你做什么，是通过神来做。
Yes. So, brothers and sisters.
好，弟兄姐妹们。
Today I use this brother Moses' story.
今天我用了这个摩西这个故事。
As an evidence or a testimony for us to look at him, how Lord trained him in the first 80 years.
我把这个摩西的故事作我们来看到神在他的生命中的八十年的前八十年是怎样训练他的。
Yes, from he was somebody to he is nobody.
把他从一个是一个什么样是一个有点地位的是一个人物变成了一个无名小卒。
Yes, and then God called him out.
然后神就把他呼召出来。
And God used him mightily.
然后神大大的使用他。
Right. And today I am out of time.
今天我讲的久了一点。
But I want to give you a challenge.
我给大家一个挑战。
Did Moses succeed in his mission?
摩西有没有在他的神给他的使命完成了没有？
Think about it.
大家要想一想。
His mission, whether his mission is fulfilled.
他的使命是不是完成了？
Because according to the calling,
因为从呼召而言,
God wanted him to bring out this group of people from Egypt.
神让他带这些这一大堆人从埃及走出来,
to become a unique kingdom,
变成一个独非常特殊的一个王国,
to serve him.
然后这个王国是侍奉神的。
To occupy a promised land.
然后去占领那应许之地。
Was mission accomplished?
这个使命完成了吗？
See you next time.
下一次我们再讲这个事情。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we bow our head.
主啊，我们低下我们的头。
We thank you, you've chosen us in your Son.
谢谢神，你在这里，在你的儿子里面去拣选了我们。
Just as we are，
就像我，在照我们的现在的本相来拣选了我们。
You train us，
你训练我们。
You discipline us，
你在那里在那里教训我们。
One day you mold us into the image of your Son。
有一天你把我磨成你儿子耶稣的样式。
You want us to be a vessel to satisfy your will.
你让我们成为你的器皿，能够得以心得满足你心意的器皿。
Lord, we thank you for your glorious purpose in such a humble man.
所以，主啊，我们谢谢你，让我们在有这样一个大的，在我们一个谦卑的人里面行这样的事。
Lord, we thank you for your wisdom.
主啊，我们谢谢你的智慧。
We pray that every one of us here.
主啊，我们在这里为每个人祷告。
May we be used by God as an honor vessel.
我们能够成为主这荣耀的器皿。
When we pass this life,
当我们这生过去的时候，过去以后，
we will have no regret.
然后我们没有后悔的。
Our life become meaningful.
我们的生命就有了意义。
May our life connect to your eternal purpose.
我们的生命和你永久的旨意连在一起。
So that we will be satisfied.
然后我们就得心意满足。
Because you are satisfied.
因为你得了心意满足。
So Lord, we just keep on praying.
主啊，我们接着祷告。
May you continue work in our lives.
愿你在我们生命中接着做工。
Just like you work in Moses' life, in David's life, in Simon's life.
就像你在摩西的生命中做工，在大卫的生命中做工，在西门彼得的生命中做工。
They all have defects in their life.
在他们生命，他们都有缺点。
But you somehow mold them into perfection.
但是你在那里塑造他们成他们就他们成为完美。
So they can glorify your name.
然后他们能够荣耀你的名。
So Lord, we pray for each other.
主啊，我们相互祷告。
May our life be such an honorable vessel in your hand.
愿我们的生命成为你手中有用的器皿。
So that as we finish our life, we see you, we can be satisfied.
当我们生命结束的时候，我们能够得你的心意满足。
Glory to you.
荣耀归于你。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意在地上成就，如同在天上一样。
Hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.